Joining us, we have the legendary John Rosa from the muddy Boone County landfill.
Yeah.
Some
challenges.
You had it just so people call, hey, was this in the forecast? I said no.
Nope.
There we go. Mother Nature doesn't read very well anyway, but man, a lot of rain and a lot of it south of Highway 30 yesterday, and you guys unfortunately happen to be south of Highway 30.
Yes, just enough. And all the lightning that
really, that's a whole nother thing, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. We had our had a chance to implement our lightning policy, if you will, yesterday for an extended period of time, and we did stay open an hour later to try to accommodate some haulers, and we did open up an hour earlier today also. So we opened up our gates at 7 and started taking trucks in then to try to offset our shutdown time yesterday, because we delayed opening because lightning was rolling through, and then we opened up. We were open for a couple hours, and about 10:45-ish, right around there, we had to do the lightning policy again to keep our workers safe and off the work face. And when we do that, we don't allow anyone to dump at the working face, so they can wait. And some waited a long time, and wow, what a test of patience and faith for them, I guess. But about 4 hours before we actually were able to get them down there at the end. And we stayed open a little bit longer, like I mentioned, to try to accommodate a little bit more, too. But by then, I think they were done. They've been running for a lot of hours by then. So, and like I said, then we opened up an hour early. And there were a significant amount of trucks this morning utilizing that extra hour. So, try to do what we can to help out. But we really ask for their patience. And, you know, lightning like that is dangerous. Yeah. It's bothersome to me, and I want to make sure my workers are safe. If we pull the workers off the face and they can't monitor what garbage is coming in, and making sure that it's only acceptable material coming in during that time. So, yeah, it's a tough one. That was a long stretch. A long stretch, I know.
So, and it's kind of like it's – well, to me, it would be like any other kind of lightning event for you guys, because you're in pretty much a wide open, nothing around you area, setting on something with metal tracks in the water.
Yeah, recipe for bad stuff right there.
Yeah, well, it seems like it anyway. I know I don't go near the transmitter building and things like that. So yeah,
good.
Just,
good choice.
You know, common sense to me. But then again, for some people, you know, there's no problem with that.
Yeah.
And they may not get struck.
Yeah. And chances are you won't. You know, you can read percentages of how many people will get struck by lightning. I don't know. I haven't looked it up.
More than I care to find out. So.
I just have a history of someone I know that was struck and killed by lightning, and he was a younger person. And, you know, there was a lot of people impacted by that, by making a choice to be out, not even in the direct line of it. It was off in the distance of 10 miles away that this lightning storm was going. And, you know, that changed a lot of people's lives forever, and that one sticks with me, and that's why I'm kind of determined on this one that we're, you know, it's an inconvenience. I get it. Just ask for patience.
Most of your haulers pretty much understand our policy and stuff.
We've had it in place for a while now. It's, you know, it's not brand new. It's still, you know, once or twice a year, but we have to do it for hopefully short periods of time, but unfortunately yesterday was just such a crazy one that just kept coming.
I'm guessing typical, they grumble about it, but that's what they work with.
So. Yeah, that's right.
And again, open early, so a lot of them, just come back in the morning.
Yep, we're trying, you know, try to do what we can on our end as well. So, that was just something else.
And, all right.
Thanks for their understanding. Thanks to anyone that was inconvenienced. My apologies if you're inconvenienced in any way of throwing away your garbage yesterday. We are open now. And, let's hope that the lightning doesn't show up again out of the gray or
like
blue.
As long as it did.
Oh,
that was the big thing.
Yeah.
That was extended period. So,
yes.
Well, besides the weather, this is, of course, the time of the year we start seeing that transition. I know one of your more thrilling opportunities is yard waste days, and that will be coming up. And I know it's a challenge. The challenge, folks, they do take the yard waste. Yes, there is an additional cost to actually facilitate taking yard waste free of charge.
Yes.
Imagine that. But it does cost. And again, those are some of the things I know you try to pass along, like when you report to the supervisors and say, you know, these are the kinds of hours that we spend having to deal with it. And again, I know we take it for free. It is a public service part, but it's a balancing act.
It sure is. You know, it's the free yard waste days is how it's always promoted. And that's, like you're touching on, it's free to residents. It's no expense to them except for their, you know, time and travel out there. But we're not going to charge you for it. But, fact is it's an expensive process on our end. We have that material that's gathered up and, you know, it's to be first. The first item to consider is, some people abuse that and use it wrong and throw garbage in there, throw swing sets, throw anything, really. You could probably name it. It's probably been in there in the last few years.
Sure.
And whether it's lack of knowledge or lack of care, I don't know which it is, but it gets pretty tiresome after a while when you're digging out tires or swing sets and garbage and cans and stuff that's not supposed to be in your yard, or it's not in your yard. It's not in our yard, should not be in our yard waste area. It did not grow in your yard. The swing set did not grow. The can did not grow. The garbage, the plastic bags, those are things that need to be removed. Guess who has to remove them? And that's our staff. Boom. So boom, there's the first expense. Mm-hmm. After that, even once it's done, we have to make room. We have to get equipment to push it back. And then we will be grinding it. And whether it's our grinder or hiring that out and the expense that goes with that to grind it up into mulch so that it can then decompose and then be used as topsoil. So a lot of stuff. Actual dollar amount, I don't have it, but it's expensive. I'll just leave it at that, of what that costs us every year. So it's extra bothersome when I touch on that first item of, you know, having to remove garbage from the yard waste area. That's something that can be could be improved easily. You know,
sure.
We have those other expenses to run the equipment, to push the stuff back, to load it into grinders, to contract it out. Those have to happen. Garbage does not have to be in there. There is not any reason for it to be in there, frankly. Mm. So it gets tiresome after a while when you go out there and see that stuff in there, and it's so deflating when there's lattice fences in there or fence material, fence posts, concrete. It gets dumped in there.
My favorite, the 2x4 tree.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I hate to say this, but isn't it human nature to try to get away with something? I mean,
it sure seems to be.
It just, that's, someone always, we can do this.
Someone else's problem, or I don't know, or I don't care, whatever. I'll just, see if I can just work that in. I don't want to have to do that.
And some work awfully hard at it for some reason, compared to what they would normally do.
Sound like a couple of grumpy old men here, Jim.
I really hate to sound negative, but you know what? It is human nature to try to get away with something.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look what I did.
Mm-hmm. Pulled a fast one on you.
Yeah, be that as it may. Used to be, we would say, and I used to say, the place that wanted your yard waste, because you would use it, you know, you'd compost it and use it for cover and stuff like that, but not necessarily a need for you. You really don't need it.
Honestly, no. You know, it's useful. We can make good use of it, but we have a lot of dirt. We still do. We still have a lot of soil to cover, and we're run out of space, so we don't really need more dirt, essentially, to
cover take up space.
Anymore. Yeah, so we like to use spray material to cover our garbage instead of soil, and so we don't need more soil to do that anymore. So honestly, I think we have a good enough stockpile of soil, and we don't need more compost material, so we don't need to take that. And then, you know, it becomes that debate. If we don't need it, why should we be taking it? I've questioned why is it the landfill's responsibility? And I know there's other landfills that don't. There's things, even appliances, they just won't accept them there. We do accept them. We transfer them on to somebody else. We're not a demanufacturer, but we pass them along to a company that is. So it's a service. And same thing, is the yard waste, it's a service to the community. I get that. But also, you know, there's a lot of things that don't need to be. I'm not talking about garbage. I'm talking about the yard waste, grass clippings. It's the wrong mindset to bag up your grass clippings and haul them out to the landfill to dump them onto our yard waste area. That's something that should be mulched up, left in your lawn. Do something good with it instead of sending it out there.
I remember the outcry when the DNR said no more grass clippings in landfills, partly because of the methane issue.
Yes.
Hello. Imagine that.
Yeah.
But that was 30 years ago, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a long time ago.
And it's interesting, you touch on the methane topic, you know, that we've had that. If you've listened to us before, we talk about the possible methane project that we have coming at the landfill. They're in the research time, I guess, next week. They're trying to come out to do some borings and do some study mm-hmm. of what's actually in there and if it's productive enough to justify putting in their system. And so a methane company possibly looking to do something with us. So it's pretty exciting. And then that's also our time when we can reconsider how we are handling yard waste, if we even still want to. But by DNR regulations, if we have a methane collection system, something to do with it, then we can actually just bury the yard waste, go back to that. So, and actually the methane company was saying, that'd be great if you would, because that's a good organic, and that's
what they're looking for.
That's going to do some good stuff for them. You know, to me, it's still a waste of space, when grass clippings in particular, and there's a lot of things, and it's like, okay, then we'll decide what we're going to do at that point. Do we continue providing that service of taking yard waste, but actually just burying it, or just say no, and, you know, we'll have to figure that out if and when that happens. So I'm trying to, you know, ease into this, not get too anxious about this methane project, but it's pretty darn exciting, frankly. It's of all the positive things that can come from it. So it's pretty cool.
And I'm guessing there's people that are saying, you have that thing like, is this too good to be true? You know, I mean, really, there are a lot of great opportunities from it, but is this too good to be true? Or fortunately, and I know, and we've mentioned this before, you have vetted the company. They've worked in a couple other landfills in the state. So you know what they're about, and they seem pretty reputable.
Yeah. They're not brand new to the whole thing. They're new kind of coming into Iowa, it seems like. And one other landfill is already, they're in the building construction process already. So they're ahead of us, which is fine. I'm okay with that. I don't have to be number one, the first one to do that. Like I've mentioned before to the board of supervisors too, that I'm not the type to go out and buy the first year of a brand new model of a vehicle that someone just came up. I'm going to let the bugs get worked out, frankly. So I'm not saying that the company that we're talking with is brand new to it, but it would be new to you guys, it's a new area and such. So, but they're working with a few other landfills that have signed letters of intent, kind of like we are. Mm-hmm. So they're potential of a few more projects in the state coming, working with directly with that company.
Well, at least at this point, once they do that testing, and then we'll at some point be able to find out, is this something practical? Is something that can be done here? And then again, they would be looking at making an investment, again, working with you to be able to operate a facility out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a big investment. So I'm sure they're doing their due diligence to research of what can be done and the longevity. It's, you know, the initial plan is it's going to cost them millions of dollars to build this plant, the processing plant to send the gas into the gas line. And
I don't know, do we call it a gasification plant or something?
Something renewable natural gas. So the renewable aspect, and I think there's tax credits out there that are advantageous for them, but they're looking at a 20-year timeline of what, you know, if we agree to say, okay, we're in this for 20 years together, and okay, you know, it sounds really good, and you do a good things, and we want to have our garbage coming in at a certain amount, and, you know, we to make sure that we're producing enough, and then they can recapture it, and then they can sell it off, and they'll actually help send a little money our way too for our troubles. So, well, you know, there's the things that sound really good, doing something good for the environment and making some money.
If it works out, and if you can then take yard waste again, if we're burying your grass clippings, because that was the first one that, you know, no more grass clippings. But anyhow, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens, because you'll have to be flexible and change and work with what you've got.
So that yard waste area is really coming into discussion, and it's been a thorn, if you will, for a while now, and you know, but We do a lot, you know. Also, I'd like people to understand, you know, when you talk to other facilities, other landfills, or other places that take yard waste, they'll do it for like two weekends a year, or you know, maybe two in the fall and two in the spring, and that's it. And you know, it's all at once. And we're spread out for 6 weeks, twice a year, 12 weeks total. That's a lot.
That is a lot. And we'll start in October, mid October, I think it is, and
first of October, our second. Yeah, we start October first normally, but that's
then
a Sunday,
it'll go to the
middle of November. Okay. Yep, 15th.
So, because then the weather usually starts to turn on.
Yeah, so. Hard to tell what it's going to do, though. Well, it wasn't supposed to rain yesterday much, or do any lightning or storming. And well, you know.
I did want to ask you, because this is something that could affect people much earlier than they anticipate. Supervisors, I know, have a concern about, again, capacity being used up. And we've touched on it before that we have an agreement, working arrangement with Ames, Ames and Story County. They bring material over. Part of it is they're wondering, the board has looked seriously, do we continue this arrangement? Now, obviously, there's a pretty good source of revenue there for the landfill.
Yep.
If that goes away, you lose a pretty good chunk of revenue.
Yeah. And really what we're looking at is the C&D, in particular, the construction and demolition waste coming from Story County. That's been the add-on in the past 10 years, I believe it is, when the Ames landfill, the Story County landfill was no longer able to accept anything, and then what? Well, send it over to Boone. And so we'd always been taking their waste from the power plant and resource recovery plant, the leftovers from that, if you will. But then suddenly all the C&Ds coming our way, too. And, you know, it was kind of forced upon us. Well, charged a double rate. So yeah, it's good financially, but yeah, it's a killer. Honestly, there's a lot of extra tonnage coming in, and it's stuff that you know, doesn't work well. You know, if we're talking about the methane project, for instance, you know, they would like stuff that goes in there that produces more, so then they can do stuff with it and, you know, do something good with it. That sounds pretty good. Well, if you're burying drywall and, you know, 2x4s and shingles and siding and every storm that goes through, and suddenly we're getting all the damage from the C&D, that's not producing anything for that. So, I mean, frankly, the food waste stuff, not that I would promote food waste. I don't want you throwing your stuff away. I'm not going to give up on that one, but let's not do that. But that's going to produce methane. So let's take regular garbage there instead and not have as much C&D. We always try to divert, try to keep that brick and concrete and that kind of stuff out of there. Let's do something else with it. But let's do more, and maybe let's stop doing that C&D stuff, all the 2x4s, the drywall, all those things like that. So let's stop taking Story County. Why do we have to take it? Again, kind of like the yard waste. Why do we have to take it in Boone County? You know, it's a service. Okay, but this is Story County. It's completely out of our normal regulatory area, so maybe we have to stop taking that stuff in particular. I don't know how you'd regulate everything coming out of the county, but that would be one way to do that, of limiting the tonnage that's coming from Story County to us. So really looking more, pushing more about this, the C&D, and stopping the stuff from Story County coming to us. It's tough. It's been a space killer. You see how fast it goes up, and it's been good money, and that's all well and good, but you know, I doing some of the math, I think we'll be okay. Okay. I'm pretty sure we'll be okay still. And we just have to, you know, change some of the things that we do, and we can certainly adapt, and I feel good about that that directive anyway, but now it's time. We still need a place for it to go, and we can't just say stop bringing it to us, good luck.
And people need to understand, this is not a new topic. The supervisors really broached it about a year and a half ago, really, and you guys continue to communicate and talk about what's the best way to try to benefit everybody.
Right.
I don't know if we'll benefit everybody, but we'll
find that balancing act.
The big part is extending the life of the landfill.
Yep.
I mean, that's the big thing.
That's the ultimate. That's what we want to have to, that's what we have to deal with. That's what we have to take care of and make sure we're having maximum life of what we can do for our community.
So, we did a household hazardous waste collection event at the beginning of the month. Again, month of September on the 2nd. That's right. We did that. Next one's on the road.
On the road again. We're going down to Madrid on the 7th of October, it looks like, is the first Saturday. The annual one where we head down to Madrid and do the collection event down there.
So be down there.
You bet.
You've had anybody come in and adopt any roadways lately? Anything
not
like
lately.
That?
Not any new additions. There's been a push. I know that after the races, and there was a cleanup, and there's a couple other ones going on. So just doing their annual one, actually twice a year we ask, biannual, is that biannual? Every 6 months or so.
Every 6 months.
Yeah. Picking up waste or picking up garbage out of the ditches and stuff through the Adopt a Road program. So if you haven't done that yet, if you're an adoptee of a road area, please go out and do that. Be safe. Let us know when you're going to do it, and we can help you out with the bags, et cetera.
Yeah.
If you're interested in adopting one, we have roads available, certainly. And it'd be great. You know, I'd love the people adopt that, and then the passionate ones that want to get out there and clean that up and make a difference. So if you have an interest in that, please give us a call. We can certainly help you out, give you the details about it, and get you all set up.
So we call it Keep Iowa Beautiful.
Yes.
Keep Boone County Beautiful.
Keep Boone County Beautiful.
And it is part of the overall one. But again, yeah, don't be afraid to ask questions. Think about it, even if it's something you want to think about over the winter, and adopt something and it comes springtime too.
You bet.
Can do that.
Great time to do that too, after all the snow will be gone.
Yeah.
And then you see all the glorious garbage that is accumulated
and
in the ditches.
There's quite a bit of it.
Yes.
Otherwise, things keep rolling right along. Normally, this is the time of the year we focus and remind people once again, don't forget, we do have our recycling truck that comes around. If you got paper in particular, paper and cardboard.
Yep, the easy
stuff. We like that.
Easy pickings is, yes. We do have a business service, so if you're a local business and you're recycling or not recycling, either way, but you want some help with that, give us a call. We have a truck that goes around, get you on the schedule, pick you up. Whatever needed, we try to be as efficient as possible. We don't want to stop once a day just to check, hey, do you have any stuff for us? And then not nothing. So we'll get you on the schedule of when we think we would be advantageous for everybody to get that service done, to pick it up. So
John Rosa, our guest on the program today, the legendary John Rosa from the Boone County Landfill. Thanks for being our guest today. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Joining us.